This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will begin today in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the two-day meeting. The Council is expected to deliberate on India's next-generation GST reforms, including rationalisation of tax rates and simplification of compliance. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, during his Independence Day address this year, highlighted how goods and services tax has benefited the nation.
पिछले आठ साल से हमने जीएसटी का बहुत बड़ा रिफॉर्म किया, पूरे देश में टैक्स के बर्डन को कम किया और आठ साल के बाद समय की मांग है कि हम एक बार उसको रिव्यू करें। हमने एक हाई पावर कमेटी को बिठा करके रिव्यू शुरू किया, राज्यों से भी विचार विमर्श किया। हम नेक्स्ट जनरेशन जीएसटी रिफॉर्म्स लेकर के आ रहे हैं, ये दिवाली के अंदर आपके लिए तोहफा बन जाएंगे।
The next generation GST reforms will be unveiled on Diwali, reducing taxes on essential goods and providing relief to local vendors and consumers. Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport. Both leaders are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions tomorrow. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The Chief Abbot of Bhutan, His Holiness Jigmeet, and Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Shering Tobke, will be on an official visit to India from today. The four-day visit mainly focuses on the consecration ceremony of the Royal Bhutan Temple at Rajgir, Bihar, tomorrow. In a statement, Minister of External Affairs said that following the consecration ceremony, Prime Minister of Bhutan will also visit the Sri Ram Temple at Ayodhya. Prime Minister of Bhutan will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar during their visit in the national capital. India has sent humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after the massive earthquake. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that 21 tons of relief materials were airlifted yesterday. These include blankets, tents, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generators, kitchen utensils, portable water purifiers, sleeping bags, essential medicines, wheelchairs, hand sanitizers, water purification tablets, ORS solutions and medical consumables. Meanwhile, the death toll from the devastating earthquake in Afghanistan has crossed 1,400, with thousands injured as the rescue operations continues. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set a target to make India a carbon-neutral country by 2070. Addressing the 20th Global Sustainability Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari said that climate change and global warming is a major threat to future generations.
किसी भी देश में और सोसाइटी में three important E's very important है. Ethics, economy and ecology and environment. Sustainable development में स्वाभाविक रूप से शाश्वत टिकाऊ और पर्यावरण पूरक विकास से हमारे लिए सबसे बड़ा मिशन है 2070 तक प्रधानमंत्री जी ने एक लक्ष्य निश्चित किया है वो नेट जीरो जो कार्बन न्यूट्रल देश बनने की जो हम सबकी एक मन की भावना है उसको पूरा करने के लिए उन्होंने 2070 तक का लक्ष्य रखा है.
In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 16 Maoists from different locations in Bijapur district during last 24 hours. Personnel of the District Reserve Guard and the Central Reserve Police Force carried out an anti-Maoist operation in the district. In this operation, two Maoists were apprehended from Basaguda area, six from Ganglur and eight from Jangla region. Explosives and other materials have also been recovered from their possession. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Vidarbha today. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his New Zealand partner Michael Venus continued their impressive run at the US Open 2025, advancing to the men's doubles quarterfinals with a commanding straight sets victory over German duo of Kevin Kravitz and Tim Putz in the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.